knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard points.
He's Dean, Bill.
Oh, there's no disputing that.
It's nice to hear the music back.
Isn't well, that nice?
That's because Kevin's back. No one knew where to find it.
Been missing. Kevin took my music with him to Japan.
He travels with it.
A lot of people like to watch Big Bang Theory when they're going overseas.
Do you know, Kevin told us this earlier, that song was the number one hit in Japan, Dean.
Really?
He started playing it on his
really?
Walkman, and people loved it.
Oh, yeah. I had no idea that we had crossed.
Yep, it's so true.
They have good taste in Tokyo.
Oh, incredible taste. Incredible yeah. taste. Dean, for years you've been telling Wendy and me, Bob Dylan's going to win the Nobel Prize someday.
That's
and we
right.
always, we nod our heads, and then when you leave, Wendy goes, I don't think Bob Dylan.
No, I'm the one who thinks he totally deserves it.
Yeah.
Everybody else is saying, no way. He is a poet.
Yes, he is a poet.
And today the people at the Nobel Prize gave him the award for literature because of his poetic creativity. That was the that's the reason that they gave. His new poetic expressions within the great American song tradition gets the Nobel Prize for Literature, which is pretty cool.
And think about it. I mean, yes, you have your novels, your short stories.
Sure.
This songwriting is definitely a
no
type
question.
Of literature.
Do you think this opens the door for Huey Lewis, Dean?
I do.
Oh, my
I do.
God.
I right. do. Not only Huey Lewis, I was going to say Floodgate, bring on Bertie Higgins,
yes.
Key Largo.
We had it all.
Joey, no, you Bo did Gamble not.
Hall. Joey Scarberry, believe it or not,
yep.
I'm walking on it. I mean, is there any more poetry than that?
All right, you
really?
Just, listen, Bob Dylan wrote some pretty prolific material.
Yes,
he did.
And John Lennon could be in there as well.
Should
who,
be.
Who wasn't moved when Bob Dylan wrote the words,
All right. I just saw him last year, and yes. I thought he sounded a little like that still.
Yeah,
but, you know.
Bit. He a has bit. For the last 50 years. Yeah. No, really. I mean, when you think about Blowing in the Wind, the times there
are
a change.
Yep.
Like a Rolling Stone. Go down the list.
Alice's Restaurant.
Go down the list of Dylan songs, and they are profoundly moving, truly pieces of poetry, a.k.a. because I'm too busy to say the words.
also known as?
I'm too busy for that. I don't have time for all
right,
that.
Right, you're a busy man.
Also literature. So it's completely appropriate. Now, here's the part. This is what he gets. He gets the gold Nobel Prize medal.
Yeah.
Made out of gold.
Yeah.
He gets a diploma that says he's won the Nobel Prize, but then also a monetary award, $927,740. How weird and random is that?
That's a crazy amount of money.
It's a lot of money,
yeah.
But I've been trying to figure out how do they come to
it. I don't know.
Why that is weird.
Why not just round it off to something, $927,740. And the best that I can understand, because they've given out 9 Nobel Prizes for different you know, categories. I think this is all the money that they have left now. Whatever's left, that's what the last guy gets.
Well, that's a lot of money. I'm going to email him. He had a box set that came out. My son wanted it for Christmas. It was $600.
Wow.
And it included some vinyl and some CDs and tons of books.
CDs and books.
I would not let Michael spend $600 of his own money.
Let him spend the $600. Come on.
It's too much for that collection,
don't
Bob.
Be a cheapskate. Come
so
on.
Now you've got this $929,000 extra dollars. Maybe you can send me a freebie.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Good God.
Hey, Dean, this just came in over the wire. Jacob Dylan has been named Employee of the Month over at Zayer. How about that? Who
nice.
Saw that coming?
It's a good month for the Dylan family.
Yes, it sure is.
It is a good, good month.
I miss Zayer. Why'd
them.
You have to bring that
I'm
up?
I'm sorry.
I used to love Zayer. I bought my first 20 soap on a ropes there. I'll bet.
I liked their pizza.
Did they have pizza there?
Yes.
Finest pizza money
it
could buy.
It was.
Zayer pizza.
I don't know why. All I associate with Zayer is English leather soap on a rope. I don't.
Yeah, they did. They sold quite a bit of that,
know
I think,
why.
On an
I
end cap.
Very big on that in the 70s. Anyone who knew me in the 70s goes, oh, English leather. They didn't know soap on a rope, but they're like, oh, boy.
All of my men wear English leather.
Here comes English leather. I'm sure that was my nickname behind my back.
So now what happens to Bob Dylan? Is this, like, he can play wherever he wants. He's Bob Dylan. This isn't an in to the bigger venues. What happens to Bob Dylan now that he's won a Nobel Prize?
He gets
feeling of pride.
I think nothing changes. He gets the medal that if it was me, I would wear around my neck all the time.
Well, you wore your soap on a rope around your neck, too, so come on.
Very big, if you'll remember, before they put that plaque out on the sidewalk on the soon-to-be-gone Hall of Fame once they sell the building. I was wearing that around my neck. That's heavy. That's a heavy slab of concrete. That wasn't easy.
Dean, did you know that novelist E.L. Doctorow got his nickname because he was also a fan of English leather?
I didn't know. I didn't know that.
Yep, absolutely true.
I would like to smell some English leather now to see how far off I was.
Oh, it holds up.
So many things I did in the 70s that I can't believe I did.
Well, congrats to him, to Bob Dylan.
Robert Zimmerman.
Certainly worthy of the Nobel Prize, and now he's got one.
Yes.
There's a new Star Wars trailer out. This is exciting.
Are you into the whole Rogue, the Star Wars spinoff movies?
I'm anxious to see it. I want to see it.
It's a little tricky. It's not the main Star Wars movies. These are the ones now that will come in between the Star Wars movies. It's almost like if you were at a Disney park and you get off the ride and you have to walk through the gift shop, you get a little bonus.
Right.
It's like a Disney gift shop, a movie equivalent of a Disney gift shop.
Yeah, sure.
Basically, it's a little extra movie.
They call this a standalone. It doesn't fit in with the rest of the storyline. It's just a movie unto itself.
It's roughly set. It does sort of connect to the other movies, but it's like they take certain parts of the main movies and kind of focus in on them. This one, it's Rogue One, A Star Wars Story is what it's going to be called.
Mm-hmm.
It's roughly going to be set between episodes 3 and 4. So the end of the prequel trilogy, and in between the original trilogy, the original movie.
Okay.
And the story is supposed to focus on this little young group of rebels planning on destroying what they've heard, this infamous weapon of destruction called the Death Star, which was introduced to us in the first Star Wars movie. So that's supposed to be what this one is about. A new trailer out. I wasn't all that excited about it, I got to be honest with you, but this new trailer gives us a little bit more now. I think we can kind of relate it a little bit more to the original Star Wars saga, so it makes a little more sense. We'll see that. That's going to come out. The movie itself will come out December 16th. So.
And an old favorite from the first trilogy is in this one again, because he or she is still alive.
Because this is
spoiler alert or no?
Set in that time.
I think they're kind of selling this.
He's in the poster. Is in the...
Yeah. Right.
I'm not as good at spoiler alerts, clearly, as Bill.
Yeah. I don't know how to say it without saying it, but somebody...
I don't even know who it is. Jim got up early to watch this morning.
All right.
Did he really?
Yeah, he was excited to watch it.
Yeah. Can I tell you who it is? It's Potsy.
Awesome. Does he sing in it?
Yeah, he sings in it.
I found my... I think that was Richie
that was Richie's
who was saying
song.
That.
Yeah. But Potsy's
still
back.
Just as impactful in a Star Wars bar.
So, like you said, Dean, this movie comes out right around Christmas time.
Yeah,
huh?
December 16th.
Okay, excellent.
When we're going to see this, and I'm sure they'll be hyping it up as much as possible. And I'll try to contribute to that also as much as possible.
Excellent.
Between now and then.
Nissan's doing a Rogue One car for a tie-in to
it. Are
they
really?
Yeah, I don't know what the difference is going to be from their regular Rogue, but it's going to be a Rogue One.
It flies.
That's awesome.
Excellent. All right.
There's no driver.
Dean Richards is here. If you're smelling English leather, that's why. Dean is our guest. We'll talk about which movies are coming out this weekend. So stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. It's Bill Leff, and it's Wendy Snyder. And Dean Richards is here to talk entertainment, show business, and, of course, which movies are coming out this weekend. I keep seeing ads for The Accountant. This is the Ben Affleck movie. What did you think, Dean?
I liked it. It's a little bit different. He's been Daredevil in the past. He is currently Batman, and now he is The Accountant, which is sort of an actual superhero minus the latex suit that they all
Does
have.
Does he have a calculator?
He's
calculating.
It's an interesting character. He is an autistic man.
Mm-hmm.
He is a mathematical savant, a genius accountant, who is almost Rain Man-like in his genius and his ability to remember things in numbers. So he uses this skill for evil and not good.
Oh.
He uses this skill to build companies out of money, and the Treasury Department is trying to hunt him down. Treasury Department here represented by Oscar winner J.K. Simmons, who's great in anything that he does.
Yeah, he is.
So you literally, you have this mathematical genius who is using his brain to take down people, but also, when it comes right down to it, is also great with physical confrontation. So he's also has this the skills of an actual superhero, kind of a killing machine at the same time. It's an interesting mashup.
It sounds pretty cool.
Of these two different characters. It's not a perfect movie by any means. It kind of brings together, you know, some different film genres that don't necessarily make sense. Sometimes a little comfortable, but I have to say, after seeing this movie, I kind of had fun watching this movie.
Oh, wow.
It's like, don't take it too seriously. It's a lot of it is completely improbable. While the government is looking for him, there is a company that wants him to look into a multi-million dollar deal that's happening with their company where they think somebody else is stealing that money, so they bring him in to help solve this case. Anna Kendrick is part of that subplot. So there are a few little different things going on here. Doesn't always make sense. It's a little bit Jason Bourne. It's mm-hmm. a little bit Good Will Hunting, mashup. I sort of liked it. I wound up having a good time with this. It's a little bit longer than it needs to be. It's a little over 2 hours. I wound up giving it a Dean's List B.
Are there, I'm guessing, because he's an accountant, there's a lot of very tense scenes of him going over receipts and trying to decide which deductions are allowable.
A lot of fatal paper cuts.
Yep.
That you don't see in a lot of movies. a lot of your your bad guy movies, they use knives,
right.
And daggers.
Not him.
You'd be surprised what somebody can do with a legal pad. it's shocking to see what a man can do with a legal pad in this movie. He actually does a good job. It's
people are very divided on Ben Affleck, and I don't know why, because he's a really strong actor and an amazing director.
And an amazing director, yeah. I agree, yeah.
Because he was Batman.
Predates Batman. It really does predate Batman.
Started somewhere around Jennifer Lopez.
I forgot they were even together.
Yeah. Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
It was right around then where people stopped taking him seriously. And then what was that Superman movie where he played George Reeves? George Reeves? Steve?
Yeah.
George Reeves, right?
George Reeves.
And there people were like, oh, wait a minute. Ben Affleck, he is actually a really good actor.
Yeah.
And then, a couple of directing jobs. And people, stood up, actually got out of their chairs and stood up.
He deserves that.
And said he's a good actor. And I happen to fall into the I like Ben Affleck category.
Yeah.
It's not perfect. Nobody is.
Hollywoodland was there.
Hollywoodland was really good.
Hollywoodland was such a good movie.
Yeah. Yeah. He's been in some good movies. And like I said, I think he's 3 for 3 in the directing department, and that's not easy to do.
I am a fan of his. So,
yeah. All right.
I'm saying I think this is probably going to be the number one movie of the weekend. We didn't review because I hadn't seen it yet when I talked with you guys last week, but Girl on the Train,
mm-hmm.
I wound up being super disappointed in it. It was the number one movie of last weekend.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be this weekend. I think that Ben Affleck's movie will probably scoot up a little bit, but I wound up being a little disappointed, and that's pretty much what I've heard all week from people when I get response to my reviews pretty much all week mm-hmm. telling me either how brilliant I am or how much I suck.
Which do you read and which do you ignore, Dean?
Yeah, no, I take them all into
you do? Okay.
Full consideration when I write each and every review.
Okay.
But pretty much everyone has said they were big fans of Girl on the Train, the best-selling novel.
Yeah.
And they also were a little bit disappointed in that one from last week. So there's also a comedy film that's out this week. I mean, concert comedy film that's out this week from Kevin Hart. And a lot of people are divided on Kevin Hart also.
Yes.
Bill just isn't divided at all.
I don't like him at all.
You hate his guts.
It's I don't hate his guts. He's never made me even come close to laughing, not
really?
Even once.
You're like the only one I've heard ever who said that.
Most people love him. I just don't get it.
I don't love him, but he's got moments of laughter coming from me.
Even when he raises his voice when he's talking like that, you don't
even
think that's
then,
funny.
I See, just yeah.
You raise your voice to me. You get your voice up that high.
You enjoy that.
I don't even care what you're saying. I just like
it's
hearing
fun.
The octave.
No, I get
I enjoy
it.
Hearing the octave. So this you probably will hate this movie.
I can't imagine a scenario where I would go to see a movie about Kevin Hart.
Well, it's him doing his stand-up comedy.
Yeah,
that's
Bill's out.
That's mostly what this movie is. It starts off like a spoof of a James Bond movie. You know, it's like the James Bond music and the slick cars and martinis shaken, not stirred. Mm-hmm. And he's all
sounds hilarious. What are you saying, Bill?
All right, now I'll see it.
Slick
I'm going
in his tuxedo.
I'll go see it.
And he's walking up on what she's turned the other direction. Clearly, a beautiful woman. It's going to be a Bond girl, and it's Halle Berry who really was a Bond girl. And they kind of bumble and stumble through the opening of this movie, spoofing James Bond movies, which was a little bit funny. It really,
sure.
It didn't really need to be in the movie because it's about 5 minutes of the movie and really has nothing to do with the rest of the movie. They make an escape, a James Bond-like escape, to the football stadium in Philadelphia, the Lincoln Financial Field, which is an actual NFL football stadium there.
Yeah.
Not your usual venue for stand-up comedy. You can imagine. He sold that out.
Yeah.
He sold that out. Bill wasn't there, but a lot of other people.
There was he left an empty seat.
There was one empty seat. Bill was expected to show up.
Right.
But did not. I don't know what it would be like to see stand-up comedy in a football stadium if you were actually there.
Yeah.
But for the movie, it was actually kind of funny.
You enjoyed it?
I did enjoy it because I like him. It reminded me of, like a Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy, the sort of kind of those old school stand-up comedy movies.
Yeah.
He still is, his signature Energizer Bunny persona, and raises his voice, which makes it
That's
for me.
That's a good time.
But he, his material is more about being a dad and a new husband and... It's a little. It's very definitely R-rated, but hearing him talk about things that I've never heard Kevin talk about before.
All right.
So I liked it. I gave it B+. Okay. I laughed. I laughed many times out loud. All right. Enjoyed it.
Do not want Dean on the show anymore.
No, I love Dean. All right. Dean's welcome here anytime.
I appreciate that.
That does kill.
I would like to see a movie, Dean, where you play Kevin Hart. I would see that movie. And,
you're too tall.
And Dean Richards as Kevin Hart.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, Dean, thank you. It sounds like there's some good things to see.
Yeah, there's some good stuff.
Excellent. That's Dean Richards. Watch him on the Channel 9, would you?
Well, say goodbye to Bob Dylan for me, Dean.
Hope you have a nice weekend.
You too. Now do Bob Dylan as Kevin Hart.
What am I? Am I like a monkey? I just put a quarter in me?
Thanks, Dean.
Thanks, Dean. More after this. It's Phil and Wendy at WGN.